Now joined by the head coach of the Pattonsburg Panthers and Scott Cavan. I think it's been a while since Pattonsburg's been in one of these situations where had a loss last year, but that went into the season in the state semifinals. There was a loss last week in conference play to a very salty, good North Andrew team, and a trip, short trip at that, to King City awaits the Panthers this week. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As you look at last week, I don't think I've ever seen North Andrew play, but I know they're big and physical, and they generally try to control the football. Is that the way last week went, where you just couldn't stop them from getting first downs and getting them off the field defensively?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. They played a physical style of football, and they hit us in the mouth, and they kept hitting us in the mouth, and after time, our guys didn't like it as much, and they just did a good job of staying with it and staying with it, what they wanted to do. And they got some a big old lineman who blocked well, a good quarterback who runs hard, and then a fullback and tailback who run hard as well. And they just do what they want to do, and they do it really well. And you just have to be really willing to play physical and stop them from any – I mean, that Deacon Nutt, that 3 yards at a time. And when you do that, then you got to stop them from picking up chunk plays, and we didn't do a very good job of either Friday night.
How did your field hold out Friday, Coach? It wasn't pouring Friday from what I know, but there was a good amount of drizzle and certainly a lot of moisture. Did it affect at all what you wanted to do?
It affected our quarterback a little bit. The ball was slipping. It didn't rain at all here, but the field was really wet and real muddy, and so it affected the grip on the ball a little bit, I think. Never an excuse. We just got to be ready to play in those conditions. But kind of cutting out in the open field, or speed, I feel like slowed us down a little bit. But overall, I don't think it affected us too much.
As I mentioned, I think if I remember right, you went unbeaten in the regular season, and the only loss you had last year was that loss. Well, you lost at Southwest, and you also lost at North Shelby, right?
Yes, that's the two we had.
Okay, so yeah, I'm kind of reversing my field of thought there, because I realized, oh yeah, you made that long trip to North Shelby in that high scoring game. So anyway, that's the last time that the boys actually had a week of practice where they got the bad taste of a loss. Has the response that they've had in practice getting ready for this trip to King City this week, Coach, has it been something that you like to see?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good practice, decent practice Monday, but really yesterday. Really picked up the pace and the intensity, and had a little trying to get our guys to play more physical. That's what we're going to have to do. I mean, King City's going to run it down and throw it again, I think. And then we had an addition, had Brett Emick back at practice, and a couple other guys, and really picks up the pace of practice. Just excited to see how our guys are going to respond after a little bit of adversity last week.
Yeah, as far as the things that you're trying to get better at, and obviously there's all sorts of different ways of moving the football in eight-man, but North Andrew's a little bit more physical, so is run defense, is that something that's pretty high on the list that you've been working with the boys on this week?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what North Andrew did, and that's what King City's going to do. They got some big old linemen as well, and they got a heck of a tailback back there in Parker Muff, who runs, I mean, really, he's big, physical, runs downhill, and then he's fast. And so, I mean, he's got the whole package, and that's what they're going to try and do. And they got those the big boys up front. I mean, all five of them. Even their guys they put out on the field, I mean, they're big old boys, and they like to play physical and play in that phone booth. And that's what we've been working on this week, is just using what we have to learn how to play against it and just play more physical.
With your offense, Coach, you score 38 points. There are a lot of teams out there that say, I'd take 38, feel like a pretty good chance, but that's well below the Pattonsburg average over the last couple of years. What did North Andrew do to slow you down offensively?
Yeah, I know I'm disappointed in 38 points, and it's one of our lowest outputs in the 4 years I've been here. It wasn't very good. They did a great job of keeping the ball in front. They didn't give up any big plays, and they had eight guys running the football, pursuing. When you make a cut and make one guy miss, and then there's another guy there, you make him miss. I mean, there was times we were making three or four guys miss, and they were still making the play because they had eight guys pursuing the football. They do a good job. They had them coached up well, and knowing that one guy misses, if you're pursuing, you still got a chance to make the play. And they did a good job of that. Just they didn't miss very many tackles, but when they did, they still had guys there to clean it up.
Has we talked about this in the past, but you know, as far as just a little drive straight west, Pattonsburg and King City. King City's about as close of a nearby conference rival as you have. Has that game grown in intensity the last 3-4 years between the schools?
Yeah, I mean it's a big game. I honestly think any GRC game just as we've gotten better, seems like a big game and just a big intensity, big time atmosphere everywhere we go. I mean, used to be the bottom dweller of the GRC, and now we're as competitive as we are, and just the past couple of years we've had, every game seems like a big game.
With trying to repeat as GRC champions, a loss last week did not help in that. It doesn't kill chances, but if you go 0-2, I think you're probably dead in the water as far as those chances are concerned. If you're 1-1, you got a chance. You need to have somebody knock off North Andrew, but bottom line is you don't want to go 0-2 when you wake up Saturday morning.
Oh, no. You know, I mean, you want to see guys respond, especially after a loss. You don't even want to be 0-1, but now that you are, you move on, and the plan is to be 1-0 come Saturday morning. Just, I mean, 1 week at a time, but really just be 1-1 in the conference. But it's a big one if looking at the terms of the GRC and what it's going to look like. If we want a chance, you're right. We can't come up with another loss Friday night.
Yeah, 0-2 would not look good if you're a Panther backer. There's no question about that. Injury-wise, Coach, are you guys pretty clean so far at full strength, ready to go for this trip?
Oh, yeah, we got one kid still out, but he's been out since week one. One senior lineman that we're missing, but we'll have everybody else back full strength.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the trip over to King City this week.
Appreciate it.